USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Folks in London have been waiting in line for hours to view the casket of Queen Elizabeth II. Some people did so amidst the chilliest temperatures in months. The line to see Her Majesty lying in state at Westminster Hall stretches at least 5 miles. King Charles and William, the new Prince of Wales, honored the crowd's patience by making an unannounced visit to greet people waiting in the queue. President Biden expected to attend the state funeral for the Queen on Monday. The event itself will be unprecedented, at least logistically.
The security for Queen Elizabeth's funeral will be the most expensive single-day operation in UK history. The price tag to protect Monday's event is more than $7.5 million and is the largest policing operation the UK police have ever undertaken. London is combining the efforts of the British MI5 and MI6, Secret Service, Global Intelligence Bureaus, and local officers. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As expected, the Justice Department has asked the Federal Appeals Court to let it use documents seized at Mar-a-Lago for their investigation into how former President Trump used the records. A lower court barred the department from using the materials. The department told the 11th Circuit that the documents taken from the South Florida estate includes highly sensitive documents and that denying prosecutors immediate access to them would delay their investigation at a heightened risk to national security. It's asking for a ruling, quote, as soon as practicable. Yeshiva University has pulled the plug abruptly on all student club activities due to a Supreme Court decision removing a hold on a court order forcing the Orthodox Jewish school to recognize the YU Pride Alliance, an LGBTQ group. University officials said in an email to students that it will take steps to protect its religious freedom. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Attorneys for Nicholas Cruz, the gunman in the Parkland, Florida school shooting, asked the judge to recuse herself from the case after she scolded them when they abruptly rested their case after calling a fraction of their witnesses. The Broward County Public Defender's Office said in their motion that Judge Elizabeth Shearer held long-standing animosity toward lead defense lawyer Melissa McNeil. Prosecutors said in a response that Shearer has been respectful to both sides. The sudden announcement by McNeil to rest led to a heated exchange between her and Shearer, the judge calling the decision without warning to her or the prosecution, quote, the most uncalled for, unprofessional way to try a case. California's governor is inserting himself into the Florida gubernatorial race.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has revealed that he is willing to give $100,000 to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' midterm opponent in a tweet posted by Newsom, making the objectives clear. Quote, time to make Ron DeSantis a one-term governor.
What Ron DeSantis is doing is a disgrace. It's almost monstrous, and I say that not lightly. I say that quite thoughtfully.
For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Republican leaders in the Arizona legislature say they will not try to defend a law it passed recently that would limit up-close filming of police. It was challenged by news media organizations and the American Civil Liberties Union. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe. All great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.